Chairman, I'm assuming the protest vote on this resolution will be similarly modest to the last resolution, only 4 million against, which was very, very minor. 11 million against the remuneration report, which is around 5%, so clearly maybe one or two instos had an issue, but it's obviously not a major problem. I guess you could call it the James Packer question. James works for nothing at CMH and Crown, no options, no nothing. So why do the lads feel they need to get an additional incentive when they've already got 14.6 million shares? They both sold 2 million during the year, so they're in sell down mode, yet now they're in potentially buy up mode again. I'm presuming the answer is the board wants to lock them up and keep them tied to us for a long period, which would be a very good answer, but I was just surprised that they would be seeming to want to increase their stake when they've been selling down.
I think that is that clearly is the answer, and I think everyone in this room would, without being disrespectful to the depth of the management team that Paul and Andrew have built, but I think everyone would be concerned if, and you asked the question before, Stephen, are they both committed? So within that context, an options grant of 1 million shares each, I think is pretty restrained, to be honest. And the flip side is that, Paul and Andrew don't have an obligation to work at SEEK forever for nothing because they founded the business. Matthew's looking very happy here in the front row. And I think that, we can't abuse the loyalty that Paul and Andrew show coming.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.